Welcome, guys, to the Gridiron Gurus. I'm your host, Keith. I'm joined by the Coach King, and I'm also joined by Austin. And we're going to be doing our 10 game picks for this week. And a lot of these lines are really close, but a couple of them are, you know, to me, are kind of interesting to see if they can cover. The first game is Ohio State on the road at Penn State. Ohio State's number 2. Penn State is number 13. This is a noon kickoff on Fox. And Ohio State is a 15.5-point favorite. For me, I like Ohio State's offense. I think that they can cover. It's going to be more dependent on what Ohio State's defense can do against Penn State's offense. And that's where I kind of have a hard time picking this game just because of 15.5 points is a lot of points.
It is a lot.
It's more. I mean, obviously more than 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm going to take Ohio State to cover. And I'm going to kick it over to you, Jesse.
I had trouble with all these games picking them. I think they're all really tough to pick. But one thing I want to say before I make my pick is, does anybody know if this is a wideout game? Because Penn State missed a golden opportunity. You have the number 2 team in the country coming to Happy Valley in probably the biggest game of the year after dropping that game to Michigan. And you're not going to play them at night? Happy Valley at night is a tough place to play. You know, we talked about Death Valley at night. You know, the difference between, you know, a noon kickoff and an 8 o'clock kickoff in Death Valley. I think Happy Valley is the same thing. A noon kickoff is not as scary, not as violent as a 8 o'clock kickoff. So I don't know why this game is a noon kickoff. I think that's stupid, but that's just me. Everything tells me to pick Ohio State in this. Like, there's no reason why Ohio State should not cover this game, especially after Michigan doing what they did to them. I'm literally rolling the dice on this. This is, you know, when I made this pick, I was like, it's stupid. But I'm going to take Penn State to cover 15.5, and I guess I hope that they can do that because I want it to be a good game. And I'm kind of banking on the fact that James Franklin has kind of got his back in a corner.
Yeah,
I
can see that.
And, you know, they're fighting because if they don't win this game, their chances of a Big Ten championship are completely gone. Like, yeah, there's no chance. And their chance of a pretty big bowl is gone because that put them 3rd in their division. You know, even if they win out, they're probably looking at maybe the Outback Bowl. Maybe, you know. Because I think the winner of the Big Ten is in the college football playoff. So, yeah. Then, the next runner-up is the Rose Bowl. So, probably the Outback Bowl. But I'm going to say Penn State.
So my immediate reaction would be to take Ohio State simply because Penn State really struggles on offense. They did so last week against Michigan. And I feel like if they come out and do
two
that
weeks
against
ago. That's 2 weeks
or
ago.
2 weeks ago. If they come out and do that against an Ohio State team, I feel like it might get kind of ugly because I don't see them stopping Ohio State very many times.
I don't either.
I'm trying to think of a time that Ohio State, regardless of how good they were, went into Happy Valley and it wasn't more than a 10-point ball game.
That's a good point. I agree. I just don't know.
So for that reason, I'm going to take Penn State. Now, would I be shocked if Ohio State pulls out a 21-24-point game? No.
Right.
But I'm just thinking in my recent memory how many times Ohio State, better Ohio State teams than this year,
see, that's
went
exactly,
into Happy Valley.
That's exactly the thing. The same thought process I used is that Ohio State, like, I totally would not be surprised to see Ohio State run the table, especially after what Michigan did. But I'm kind of leaning on the fact that, one, they're backed in a corner, and two, you know, history tells you this is going to be a good game. So I'm leaving it at that.
If this was a night game, I would be with you guys. But where it's a noon kickoff, I think Ohio State can.
And I still don't understand that. Why was it not a night game? I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I don't necessarily think it's going to be a great game. But I think a 15.5 point spread makes me lean towards
Penn
State.
That's 2 touchdowns. Well, actually, they have to win by, you know, 3 possessions.
They have to win by, yeah, 3 possessions.
About 3.
So.
Before I get into the next game, I meant to and forgot to mention our records. Austin, Mr. 500, is sitting at 40-39.
Let me just do the math so you'll shut up about the 500 thing. What am I?
40-39.
Coach King, Jesse, he is at 41 in 38. He was actually doing really well, and then had a really rough week a couple weeks ago.
Actually was in the lead for a couple weeks there, yeah. And I pulled an Arkansas or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
the wheels are starting to fall off. And I said
you're more up and down than A&M.
Yes, probably. Yeah, actually that's a good comparison.
Or Notre Dame, because yesterday show we mentioned Notre Dame being up and down.
Yeah, I said before the show, this is the week that the wheels probably fall off. If any of these games don't go my way, the wheels probably fall off this week.
And then I am in the lead, 47-32. Not the record I want, but it's the record that's winning. Yeah. And
if you're above 500, I think that's. I mean, in the type of year that we've had, I think anything above 500 in this college football season is probably doing pretty
good. Not only that, but we are picking against the spread. We're not just picking straight game picks.
Yeah.
Because that would make it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
And not as much variation.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I know you've done the math.
Just move
the math in your head.
Just move on.
It's not much about 500, is it?
No, obviously.
Okay.
Just move along.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there.
We'll get better.
We'll get better.
The recruits are coming in.
Depends on the NIL deal. Anyways,
I might hit the transfer portal. So,
anyways, the next game on our list is Notre Dame on the road at number 16, Syracuse. This is another noon kickoff on ABC. Syracuse is a 3.5-point favorite at home, and I'm going to go to Jesse first on this one.
We talked about Notre Dame before about how up and down they are, and this is one that I mentioned. These next two games, Syracuse and Clemson, I could totally see Notre Dame going in and laying an egg, or I could honestly see them going in and actually being competitive and pulling up an upset.
Yes.
So, for that reason, and I'm really not – if it was Clemson, I'd think about, the line there, but I'm not sold on Syracuse. I don't think Syracuse is that great of a football team. And I think that they were really riding high on that undefeated, streak, and that carried them through, but I don't think they're that good of a team. So, I think Notre Dame covers the spread. Honestly, I kind of think Notre Dame goes in and wins the game. So, I'm taking Notre Dame to cover.
I'm going to pick Syracuse. I feel like Syracuse had the golden opportunity last week to beat Clemson with DJ playing terribly. But nonetheless, that's still, there's a lot of hype around the program. It's going to be in the dome. So, it's only two. We're pretty much picking the game straight up. So, I'm going to go with Syracuse.
You have to do the... Okay, I'll take it. I'm with both of you. I could really see Notre Dame coming in, playing really good, and winning this by a touchdown or maybe even 10 points. But I could also see them coming in and just laying an egg, getting throttled. The noon kickoff kind of throws me. I'm not sure how Notre Dame is going to, on the road with an early kickoff. I think Syracuse, for me, has more to gain from a win than Notre Dame does. Some of the remaining games on their schedule, they've got Pitt next week, they've got Florida State, they've got Wake, and they've got Boston College. And, looking down that line, you don't want to be on the wrong track. So, for me, I'm going Hughes.
A little crack in the voice.
A little bit. Been a long day. Try that again. Hughes.
Nope, it happened again.
No, it didn't.
Now you're just embarrassing yourself.
Not as bad as your record, but anyways. The next game.
Fair point.
Next game on the list is Florida. And they're not really on the road. This is the neutral site game, right?
This is Jacksonville.
Florida.
Which, really, there's a push to get that game played home
as a home and home.
It should be. It'd be so much better.
To me, that would be so much better.
It should be.
Instead I would be so much more intrigued to watch this game if it was in the Swamp.
Or
in
Sanford Stadium.
Yeah.
Instead of the world's giant cocktail
world's
party.
World's
party.
Largest.
Yeah,
and I mean, a lot of people on both sides of the fan bases really enjoy Jacksonville. Don't think it's a good thing, but I know a lot of people don't. So,
I think it's better for college football.
I just think
college
football
game at home and then on the road.
College football is so good because of one of the things that makes college football so good are the environments.
Exactly,
like just the home stadium. So I feel like the more games you could possibly play there needs to.
I would argue the same thing, and we're going to attach it here, but I would argue the same thing about Texas Oklahoma. I think that game needs to be played at home and home, not
in neutral
site. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, A&M. The list goes on.
Right.
You know what's all three of those games have in common? What the locations of those three games? NFL stadiums. The No Fun League.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, college football is so much better because, like you said, of the environment. They don't need to play college football in an NFL stadium. Let NFL teams do that.
Yeah. I would agree. Anyway, so this is Florida playing Georgia. It's playing number one Georgia at 3:30 CBS kick. Georgia is 22.5 point favorites, and I'm going to kick this over to Austin first.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
That's why I hate the spread.
For me, a lot of this is how does, like, what kind of Anthony Richardson are you getting? I mean, obviously this Georgia defense is stout, but if anything, Georgia has shown you that they're not flawless. Like, they have holes, they put their pants on just like everybody else does. Feet first.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I think it's more of a zipper style on the side. I think they just, like, pull them over and then.
No, that's Kentucky. I don't know. 22.5 points is a lot of points in a rivalry game, regardless of who the competition is. So I'm going to take Florida to cover.
And I'll go next.
Go ahead.
I mean, Georgia wins by 21, and you still.
Yeah.
You still cover?
Don't. Yeah. I mean.
No, I'm with you. I think the neutral site has a lot to do with this. There's not a home field advantage for me for either team. A lot of it does boil down to what AR-15 does.
This game got ugly last year. Really ugly.
It did.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Neutral site, rivalry games are different. And if it was played in Georgia, I would take Georgia to cover. But where it's a neutral site, I'm going to take Florida to cover the spread. I don't think they're going to win the game by any means, but
well,
I think, but like I said, Georgia may win by 3 touchdowns, and you still cover.
So we're all taking Florida here. Well, we just lost that pick. Go ahead and chalk that up as an L. For me, I think that, you know, how much is Georgia overlooking this game? Because they're going to win the game. How much are they overlooking this game to Tennessee next week at home?
Yeah.
You know, a big environment. So how much of that plays into it? And, you know, I don't really think they've really looked that dominant yet. Not since week one. Not since, you know, early part of the year.
Not since week one.
They've not really just shown their dominance. So, for that, I don't think they beat them by more than 22.5.
Okay.
Granted, that game got ugly last year, but that was also a Florida team that was.
They were in shambles.
Halfway out the door on Dan Mullen.
Was he already gone at that point?
Was he?
I feel like he was already gone.
I mean, I know at that point you could kind of tell there was a lot of quit.
Because I think he was.
Room,
I thought he was fired after the.
I'm like, pretty sure
a week
he was.
Or two after the Samford win that they celebrated for. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn he was in the locker room, but maybe not.
He may have been. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't remember. What's happened since then? But
regardless, I feel like this team wants to play for Billy Napier.
I do too. I agree, and I think that Billy Napier is going to be very aggressive, like he was in the Tennessee game. So I think that, you know, and that could be bad.
I agree.
That could be bad.
Yeah, that could either make this. That could either bust the spread or. Keep the game within
right
spread. So
they could put it within reach if he can.
It could, yeah.
So, like I said, I don't think Georgia wins or Florida wins the game. I think Georgia wins.
No,
I don't know that Georgia covers that. Next game on the list is number 9, OK State, on the road at number 22, Kansas State. It's a 3:30 kickoff on Fox. OK State is only a 2.5 point favorite in this game.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
At least at the time of recording. Now that line might change
you
know, a little bit. You know, if it goes one more point to OK State, that's more than a field goal.
We got a couple days till Saturday. I could see it changing. Not a drastic change. I could see it changing by half a point to 1 point, you know. I think that's probably a comfortable spot, though.
I'm going to take OK State to cover. Even though I always say, you know, it's location and Kansas State's at home. I think OK State has a lot to play for at this point, knowing where they need to get to, not only for the conference, but outside shot playoffs.
Yeah.
They have to win out and then have probably have a rematch with TCU in the conference title. I think they want that. I think Gundy's going to have them ready. I'm going to take OK State to cover.
I'm with you. I'm also taking them. I think that game against Texas last week, they really stood tall. They put a lot of pressure on Quinn Ewers. I think they'll do the same thing with Martinez. And I think that the quarterback for Oklahoma State. I can't think of his first name.
Spencer Sanders,
thank you. I think he's going to have a good game. And I think that they – touchdown, maybe. And that's still a field goal covers, but I think they win by a touchdown, maybe 10 points. I think it's a pretty good game, but I think they win.
If the spread was any more than 2.5, I would take Kansas State. So I feel like Oklahoma State has struggled against a mobile quarterback in the past, and I feel like I'm really high on Adrian Martinez, but I feel like 2.5 points, really, you're just picking the game again, like just straight up. So I'm going to take OK State.
Okay.
Did we all three take OK State?
Yes,
we did.
I'm gonna take Kansas State.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's another win for us, Jesse.
I thought we just lost all of us. Lost that right there. So feel a little bit better now.
We'll take an upset. We'll see.
Okay. And that's not a bad pick.
It's not a bad pick.
No, I mean, I was kind of on the fence about it, but we'll see.
We'll see. Next game is number 20, Cincinnati on the road at UCF. And that line changed when we showed up to record this. Line went from 1.5, I'm sorry, 2.5 to
even.
It's even. So this is not picking against the spread. We're just picking the game.
And I'm sure that line will probably – there'll be a line, surely, I would think, by Saturday. But
I mean, even if it's, a point or a point and a half, we might as well be picking the game. But this is a 3:30 kick on ESPN. And, Jesse, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
Of course you would, Keith.
You took the lead on the last
one? Yeah, this is the only pick on my entire board that I've not picked yet because I'm just that unsure.
Right.
I really like Gus Malzahn and UCF. I like John Rhys Plumlee.
He's a very good quarterback.
I've not really been so sold on Cincinnati at this point. They've had a major drop-off from last year, which is weird to say about a one-loss team, but they've had a big drop-off from a year ago. I think I'm gonna lean towards the home team in this, take the home environment. Is it – what time is kickoff? Is it a night game?
3:30. 3:30 kick on ESPN.
I think I'm gonna lean towards – UCF in this one and take UCF.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, their one loss this year was to – it was game one against Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Lost by a touchdown, 31-24.
Yeah, I remember watching that game.
What, UCF?
Yeah, no, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Beat Indiana team that's played at times –
they're not very
okay.
Good. No, they're not. Well, the quarterback got hurt too, so.
Right, but they beat an Indiana team 45-24. I mean, they've had some good wins, close wins, but in the end, they are 7-1. Do you need to see UCF's schedule to make your pick here?
Is UCF
no.
Are they a one loss or two loss team? They lost to Louisville.
Two loss. They lost to Eastern Carolina last week.
Eastern Carolina. Okay.
Eastern Carolina and Louisville in week 2.
I remember the Louisville game.
You know,
beat the brakes off of Temple. 70-13.
I'll be honest, neither of those resumes really sway me either way.
No,
Arkansas wins probably the best win in the entire one you just talked about.
Well, they lost. Because
that was early in the.
They lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. Still,
but they were in the game.
That still looks better than any of the other wins he talked about.
Right.
But
I'm just gonna take Cincinnati. Honestly, I mean, a part of me wants to go with Gus Malzahn.
Right.
And I feel like if Gus Malzahn is a quarterback, he's got a shot in most games he plays. But I'm just gonna take Cincinnati. Roll with it.
Okay. So, next game on the list is Miami.
Wait, you didn't pick.
Oh, I didn't pick, did I?
No, you did not pick.
He's going to scratch that in later after the team won.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Okay.
I'm going to take Pickle.
All right. Moving on.
The next game. Go ahead.
No, I was picking. I'm going to pick.
I just want to increase that lead a little bit.
Yeah. Not that one game's going to make a difference, but anyway.
Anyways, next game on the list is Miami and Virginia. Miami's on the road. This is a 12:30 kick on ESPN, the Ocho. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite on the road. And I'm going to go to Austin first on this one.
What did you just say to me?
This game is a 12:30 kick on ESPN, the Ocho.
You know, like the Ocho Cinco?
That's interesting. Okay.
Okay, you guys did not get the joke at all. Dodgeball.
Yeah, no.
It's on ESPN3.
Sorry, I didn't. Anyways, I picked with Virginia one time this year, and it bit me in the hind end. So
this is not West Virginia. This is
Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked Virginia. Who did I pick Virginia to beat early in the season?
I don't remember. I don't recall the team, but I recall.
It was Illinois, because I thought Tony Elliott's offense would overpower.
I remember him saying, this offense just beats old school offense. And I remember watching that game thinking, he's going to be so pissed.
Well, it turns out.
And he was big mad. Yeah. He was big
old
mad.
Old school beat new school.
Turns out, boys and girls, talent matters. Anyways, I'm not impressed with Miami at all. I think Mario Cristobal's had a really big letdown of a season.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I think they're more talented than Virginia. So I'll take Miami. The spread in this one also doesn't do anything.
No, it's basically a pick. I mean, a field goal will cover, but it's basically a straight pick.
It is a straight pick. I've not been impressed with Miami, just like you said. And for that exact reason, I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Virginia.
I've not been impressed with either one of them.
No.
I had a hard time making
well,
this pick.
Well, no, but
I
don't think I've ever been impressed with Virginia.
I agree, though, with Austin. I think that Miami has more talent than Virginia. I think if Miami can ever figure it out with Tyler Van Dyke and the weapons that he has a good team around him.
Mm-hmm.
They have talented players in Miami. They just can't figure anything out.
Yeah, they've woefully.
But if they ever figure it out, I think they'll be. I'm not gonna say they're gonna win the ACC, but they're gonna be competitive in a lot of their games. So I'm gonna take Miami.
So I'll stand alone again?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just really going to be looking forward to this game just for the coverage from the Ocho. I mean, they just do a wonderful job covering all the sports.
Lie. If ESP and the Ocho covered that game, that would probably be the game of the day.
It would be.
Up until Tennessee-Kentucky kickoff, because it would make the game far more exciting. Because
it would be
that
so
game
entertaining.
Is going to be so dull.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
those two teams, man, they got some trouble. And I feel for both coaches,
Ouchtown. Population U, bro.
We're losing viewers, by the
way. He's been working on that bit all day.
Yeah. No, I really haven't. That just came to me.
Oh, man.
Anyways, so the next game on the docket is Baylor.
Keith Google search says how to host a podcast 101.
101. And this was under the not to
make
do
really
list.
Bad dad jokes. Must have been at the top of the list.
This was on the not to do list, and It was referenced dodgeball. But, anyways. The next game on the docket is Baylor at Texas Tech. This is a 7:30 kickoff on ESPN2. The Deuce. Texas Tech is a 2.5-point favorite. it's on. I'm picking first this time, and I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Texas Tech, who's looked good in spurts this year. I'm going to take Texas Tech to cover. I mean, it's a touchdown. You're not a touchdown, but a field goal. I think a field goal covers this. It's a close game. But for me, I'm going to take Texas Tech.
I feel like I've been saying the same thing all year about Baylor. They're more talented. They should be winning these ball games.
Yeah.
They're not. I don't know what the crap's going on down there. And
they might be bringing Matt Rule back. You never know.
I don't know. But I feel like they have to go into Lubbock this week and get a win. So for that reason, I'm taking Baylor. I think they have more talent. They should win these other ball games that they've been losing in tight games. So I'm taking them to win.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. Each week I keep hounding that Baylor should do this and they should do that, but I feel like Lubbock is a little bit of a difference. Like, I don't think it's a crazy environment, but I do think it makes a bit of a difference. I'm gonna take Texas Tech simply because I've bet on Baylor all season and they've let me down most of the time. And Lubbock, I think, makes a bit of a difference.
It does make a bit of a difference. And plus, it's a not game for the Red Raiders.
Baylor, here's your one shot. Fancy, don't let me down. That's what
if the trend continues, they'll win by 35. Right there,
the great Reba McEntire once quoted that one. So,
anyways. We're getting way off.
Next game on
trains off the track.
It is off the track.
It's on fire.
Oh man. Anyway,
there was a train. The next game we've got is Northwestern on the road at Iowa. This is a 3:30 kickoff on ABC. Iowa is 11.5 point favorites, and I'm gonna go to you first, Jesse. And I kind of feel like I know what you're gonna say here.
The reason I put the, I'm sure you guys are wondering why is this game on the board.
I know exactly why it's on
the
here.
The reason why I put this game on the board is because I can't believe Iowa is one favored at all in any game, and two favored by that many points.
I don't know if they can score that many points.
Yeah, I don't know if their offense can score 11.5 points. I don't know if they can score 8 points. I think Iowa's defense and special teams are really good. They've proven that they're really good units. It must, like, I don't know how. I was watching Pat McAfee the other night do the Alabama-Mississippi State game, and one of his co-hosts is a big Iowa fan, and they were talking about the game against, I think it was Ohio State,
yeah.
And Pat McAfee was like, you know, what is that coaching room like? You know, every week when you as a defensive coordinator and special teams coordinator, you're sitting there, you're knowing your units are going to do their job. And they're going to be one of the most productive units in all of the Big Ten. But you're looking across the table at an offensive staff that literally can't tie their shoes. Like, they can't put points up. And you're like, how do you stay positive going into that?
You know who the offensive coordinator is, don't you?
It's Kirk Ferentz's son.
It's his son, yes. Yeah.
And he's never going to get fired because Kirk Ferentz, however you say his name, is never going to get fired. Right. He's an Iowa legend, you know, and so they're going to have to figure something out because that just ain't working. No, you can't continue to have a defense that – because eventually what's going to happen is those recruits that you were getting, you're no longer going to get because they're not going to come play for that. But anyways, there's two stats I want to throw out there. Northwestern's on a 6-game losing streak. They had the big win against Nebraska in Ireland, and then they just fell off after that. Coming off of last week, a loss at Maryland to 31-24. And, you know, Austin raved about Maryland a few weeks back, and I agree with him. Maryland's a good football team. They had a loss at Penn State in Happy Valley, 17-7. Like, they've had some tight games, okay? Iowa hasn't scored above 27 in a game yet.
No.
Yeah, they've not. No. And we're talking about, you know, North Dakota State. There's another FCS program they played I can't think of or offhand. But for that reason alone, I don't see Iowa beating them by more than 11.5. So I'm taking Northwestern. I think that they cover it.
You pretty much hit every point. Like, I mean, Iowa's defense is good enough that if they did have an offense, they would be able to compete in just about every game they played.
Absolutely.
Now, yep. Obviously, last week they got hosed by an Ohio State team, but for the greater part of the first half, if I remember right, it was tight.
It was a close game because of the defense.
It's also hard, though, when you're on the field 90% of the ball game.
Initially, I wanted to go with Iowa simply because Northwestern, like you said, is 1-6. But I think I could see this being like a 9-6 game or a 17-10 or something of that. I don't see Iowa pulling away by 11.5 points. So I'll go with Northwestern to cover the spread.
Northwestern is not very good.
They're not.
In my opinion, they're not very good. I can see this being a 21-7 ball game. And how I would get to 21 points is pick six, a punt return for a touchdown, and maybe an offensive score. And so I just think that the defense is going to do enough and maybe even put the offensive short fields against a bad team that they can score. So I'm going to take Iowa to cover the 11.5 points.
All right. Ooh. Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay. So next to last game is Coastal Carolina on the road at Marshall. This is a 7 o'clock kickoff on NFL Network, and Marshall is a 2.5-point favorite. And Austin.
I'm going to go with Jamie Chadwell, Coastal Carolina. Well, I mean, I think Marshall is – they have a lot of – like, they've benefited from the transfer portal just about as much as anybody.
Absolutely.
But I still like Jamie Chadwell and his ability to win big games. So
I do too.
Coastal.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm with you. I think Coastal on the road. This line is real close. I think Coastal is the better team. Even though Marshall's at home, I'm going to take Coastal to cover.
They still have a guy named Grayson McCall. You know, the mighty mullet. You know, he's going to – has he still got that mullet? Or did he shave it off? I haven't seen the mullet. But I think they're a better team. We're all in agreement. But the only thing I want to say is, how cool is it that it's on the NFL Network? Have you all right. – I've never seen a college football game on NFL Network before. Not that I can recall.
No.
I saw that, thought that was pretty cool.
I really thought after, you know, my ESPN The Ocho jokes, you guys were going to think that was a lie. But
no, I wrote that down. That was the – like when I was looking at these games, I wrote that down as a note because I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, I seen that too. So we're all Coastal there?
Yeah.
Okay. And last game, number 19, Kentucky on the road at number 3, Tennessee. This is a 7 o'clock kick on ESPN, and Tennessee is a 12.5-point favorite. And we talked about yesterday about Georgia, and they're, you know, maybe overlooking – who are they playing this week?
They play Florida.
Maybe overlooking Florida for the – Tennessee game, and maybe, well, we've talked about off air Tennessee maybe overlooking this Kentucky team. We just looked at some video of Tennessee going to be wearing the all black, and I think that's going to not really sway my pick, because I was going to pick Tennessee anyways, but they're not going to overlook Kentucky. Not with this night game, not with, you know, the Halloween vibe and the all black, and I think Heupel hasn't focused enough that they're going to be up for the Georgia game. But they're not going to be let down, especially coming off a FCS win last weekend, which they didn't look entirely crisp on. But I think Tennessee wins this one, and I think they win it big at home.
Since the Pittsburgh game, I don't think this team has looked like they've overlooked anybody. And yeah. it doesn't seem like this is the kind of team to do that. Now, when we came out against Pittsburgh, it kind of had that feeling that maybe they overlooked a little bit or didn't really take Pitt seriously or, you know, whatever, what have you. But I feel like this Kentucky defense, the front seven, is really good. But the entire system that Josh Heupel brings is going to completely – I mean, spread you out, take away any kind of inside presence that those backers might have. I feel like we probably throw it all over the yard. I feel like Kentucky is very similar to LSU.
Yes, I was sitting here thinking that. Right? Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about that.
I feel like we probably throw it all over the place. I feel like we probably get a lot of pressure on Will Levis. They're not able to run the ball. To me, as a Tennessee fan, this is a big game. I know Georgia's easy to look ahead to, but this is a night game in Neyland. It's Kentucky. We don't lose Kentucky. They're bringing out the unis. So right. Like you said, I think honestly this could be as bad as like a 28-point ball game.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. That's what's on the Tennessee wins. I think Tennessee wins big.
Yeah, I think Tennessee wins big. That's just me.
I'll be honest. I actually had a different thought. But. The whole dark mode thing, sitting here thinking about the dark mode, like you can see the pick that I had picked. I was taking Kentucky, but I have since changed my pick, okay? I took Florida when we played. Now, don't get me wrong. Tennessee is winning this ball game, 100%. They're not losing this game. But I just, you know, thought, you know, how much do we overlook, you know, and focus on Georgia? But then one of you, I think it might have been Austin, mentioned earlier I think it was last week after the Alabama game. This team's not built like that. The staff is not built that way.
No,
they don't overlook. The next game is the biggest game.
Week to week got better and better. You can see it.
Yes, I agree.
Every position.
I 100% agree. So, I think, and now, Is Tillman coming back this week?
That was one thing that I'm.
They've not said. I don't see him coming back this week.
Think he'll wait for Georgia.
I think if anything, you bring him back for Georgia probably, because I don't think this is a game that you have to have him.
I could see. Like I said, I don't.
Do we get anybody back this week?
Anybody?
Jalen McCullough.
Is he back for sure?
No, I don't know that for sure, but just from.
See, I was thinking he was just suspended for the Alabama.
Just
and
for
UK
things
Martin.
That I've read, I'm pretty positive, like probably 85% sure he's back.
The university cleared him.
Yes.
KPD has not.
Okay.
So he's not been cleared as far as the, you know, all the investigations go. So it's I would assume it's more of a coaching staff decision at this point. I'm with you. I think about it. He probably does play for Tillman. I don't know that you try him out there and give him 80% snaps. 80% of the snaps, I don't think you do that.
I think this is a good game to get him, maybe get his feet wet.
You're right. I'm saying he might be out there, if you run, for argument's sake, 100 plays, he might be out there for 25 of them.
Yeah, I would agree.
Even with our fast-paced tempo, whatever.
Just let him play the first half, you know, play, or maybe just play a quarter.
Just play sparingly. You might play a possession, you might take two possessions off. Okay, we're going to trot you back out there for this next possession. And just get you used to the game feel, get you used to timing with Hooker, all that bunch of stuff.
But, you know, going back to what I was saying a minute ago, though, I think that Kentucky's a very good football team. They're a very good football team, and we most certainly could lose this game. But I think that we've gotten better and better each week. I think the dark mode is going to be crazy. This is going to be the wildest environment they've played in all year. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the last couple of years, the wildest environment they've ever been in, because Neyland is sold out. It's going to be crazy. Checker Neyland, dark mode Checker Neyland.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that been confirmed?
I think the fan base did it themselves.
I kind of hope not, because I'm not for it. But
I think it's going to look awesome. I think it's going to look really cool.
And here's my thing, too, is, you know, when we played Alabama and they came out and they said, you know, the crowd noise and all this, it's going to be the same kind of environment for this Kentucky game.
Yeah.
Because Tennessee fans are hungry to be good and all that, and this is just another step. It's a home game. It's Kentucky. All that goes into it. I don't know that Kentucky's ready for the environment.
I don't think so either. I think they'll be likely beat them by 14, and that covers the spread. So for that reason, I'm taking Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I would. Now, I ain't going to lie. I will lose my mind if we beat them by 28,
that's a little.
I would go wild.
I don't think it is.
That's a little optimistic saying 28. Well, I think you are a much better.
I think you
team
hit the nail on the head though with the LSU comparison.
I think they're very comparable to LSU. I think their front seven's really good.
Yes.
I think quarterback play is sporadic. I don't think they do a good job of protecting Levis.
The reason I say that is, you know, how aggressive do you think that Stoops is in this game? Because had it not been for his aggressiveness in the game, Brian Kelly, because a couple of those he actually got, you know, and then others he did not. If Stoops is actually, you know, pretty conservative and is punting the ball, we probably do beat him by 28.
Right.
Because same thing with Florida, same thing with LSU. If they punt the ball in the situations when they should have, we probably beat him by worse.
Right.
And so,
I mean, like I said, 28 is pretty optimistic. That might have been a stupid comment, but I don't see any way that we don't cover the spread in this game.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. Anyways, we good?
It's all from me.
All from me. All from you.
All from me. All
right, guys, that's been this episode of the Gridiron Gurus. This will be out on TikTok and on Facebook. Guys, join us. Pick with us. Let us know how you did compared to what we did. And there's the outro. Until next time, guys. It's been the Gridiron Gurus.
Appreciate it, guys.